We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
Used to call me on your cell phone late night when you need my love, and I know when that hotline bling. Ever since I left the city, you you and me, we just don't get along. All right, we're back at it on the Fan inside the 1 o'clock hour, last hour I have tonight. We'll do the same thing later on after game two with the Yankees. But this hour, man, I got to bring this to the table. And if you've been listening to my show since this story broke, you kind of already know what type of time I'm on with Shohei Ohtani and Ipe Mizuhara. I'm not buying it because I wasn't born yesterday. And not for nothing, I've done a lot of gambling in my time. I've dealt with casinos in my time. I've dealt with sports gambling legally and illegally. So I'm not going. You're not just going to tell me anything. So I just thought it was extremely convenient today that as I'm putting together show notes, I have to learn the names of these random guys, Michael Kelly, Jay Groom, Andrew Sal Frank, and Jose Rodriguez, on top of Tucupita Marcano, right? We got to learn about these guys. Never heard of these guys. Never probably would have through baseball. Maybe here and there, but like, are these guys going to be household names? No. They have become household names because they've been suspended from baseball for 1 year for betting on MLB games. And the Tucupita Marcano is banned for life. And man, I'm just like, bro, I'm trying to connect some dots here. And I've been, but like, every time I start connecting dots, I'm like, no, they're lying. But I know why they're lying, because I'm not dumb. I know how the world works. And I know that, like, it doesn't benefit anybody in baseball, anyone in Japan, anybody in business with the LA Dodgers for Shohei Ohtani to take a fall for anything. You follow me? Like, for these guys that, yeah, sure, like, you're supposed to do your due diligence and track these guys down. The NFL did, right? The boy, Jameson Williams from the Detroit Lions, he had to sit down. Yeah, bro, they got you not even gambling on football just for using the app on the premises, on the NFL facility. Calvin Ridley, shout out to Calvin Ridley. So happy for him. If you know Calvin Ridley's story and what he made it out of, it sucks that the NFL had to make an example out of him, but that's what they did. He lost a year of his career. He plays 1 year with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Then he hits the bank, generational wealth with the Tennessee Titans. Hope he does his thing. But what I'm saying is, like, okay, now here's Major League Baseball. The guy that they really made an example out of is Pete Rose. And we're not even going to go down the Pete Rose rabbit hole, because then I don't have enough time. And I do want to take your calls at 888-808-1019. But, you know, what Pete said was, maybe if I had an interpreter, I would have turned out all right. Today, when you learned about these minor league players that are suspended, you also learn that, you know, Ipe Mizuhara, I'll read the Dodgers statement that I saw on Twitter. With today's plea in the criminal proceedings against Ipe Mizuhara, the conclusion of both federal and MLB investigations, the Dodgers are pleased that Shohei and the team can put this entire matter behind them and move forward in pursuit of a World Series title. Yeah, what are the Dodgers right now? Plus 500 to win the World Series. Ipe got a couple bets on that before he does the time. And I don't mean to laugh about anybody doing jail time, because there's nothing funny about that. If you've ever actually been in court or dealt with the law, you know, it's no joking matter. And if you see this young man's face, I've seen Ipe with joy. I've seen him so happy. I've seen him wear the samurai helmet and do the home run trot. Well, there are, you know, through the dugout for Shohei Ohtani, because Shohei Ohtani had to pitch the next inning. I've seen this guy smiling ear to ear. I've seen this guy in the Souls series to kick off this season, laughing, smiling, looking comfortable. Knowing all of this was going to go on, I don't think he knew he would get caught. I don't think he knew, even if he got caught, he'd be the complete fall man. I just did some quick Googling, you know, after talking to Marco. Marco's like, I said to Marco, this guy's face, he had the face on of a guy. Like, how many times have you watched guys walk out of court, especially in this day and age? There's video of all of this. But when I first saw him walk out of court and the straight face he had on, I'm like, this looks like a guy that's been framed. This looks like a guy that's like, I didn't do it, but I can't say anything. I can't show any emotion. It wasn't me, but I just got to go through this living hell. And you know what comes out on the other side of it? He'll be taken care of for the rest of his life. I'm sure there's enough money waiting for him on the other side of it. The money that he was gambling is nothing compared to what they can do for him for, you know, taking the fall. But then Marco's like, yeah, for, you know, 3 or 4 years is one thing, but 30, 40 years is another. And I just looked it up. He can serve a max of 33 years. And I got to do some more digging on that. But I think I'm going to go to Target, get one of them big-ass poster boards and some markers before Friday and make me a sign for Yankee Stadium that says, Shohei bet on baseball. Or a different one that says, you know, like with the odds, the odds that Shohei didn't bet on baseball. A minus 5,000. Like, I got to troll them some way like that in Yankee Stadium. 888-808-1019. Everybody else, all these random guys have gone through the checks and WNBA. I don't even know what I was going to say. MLB going through their DraftKings and FanDuel. And I know they have all these type of alerts and ways to try and stop this. It's your own fault. You didn't want to do it and you got in bed with gambling, and now it's on every broadcast, it's on every show, brought to you by, and now, what do you think, these minor league players that need more money than what they're making aren't dabbling? Of course they are. And, you know, for you to try and tell anybody that deals with gambling, casinos, remember the one night I was talking about how they said the chips were how he did it? And I laughed. Two different guys were talked about. One was like, somewhat famous that was on a reality show. The other one was a guy that was like bankrupt and like had a criminal record. And I'm like, okay, these are the human beings that are handling Shohei Ohtani's money. And they said that they brought the money through the casino. That stuff gets flagged. That like they turned the money into chips. That's how they were able. You're not able to hide that. You go to these You go to these tellers with a certain amount of money, you're flagged. They have your face, your information. You're not just going in there as a fake person. You got to have ID. You got to have a card for those casinos. When that money gets turned into $500 tokens, $100, $5,000 chips, I don't know. I guess I lived a different life than y'all. I just can't buy it, bro. I at least from what I've seen in Atlantic City. Never been to Vegas, but spent a lot of nights in Atlantic City with some unsavory characters doing all types of things to get their money up, to gamble, spending all night in some of those. You can't tell me that guys are coming through with, let's say, $500,000 of Shohei Ohtani's money and turning that into chips and nobody's asking questions. Well, nobody's asking questions now because Rob Manfred and the LA Dodgers and Major League Baseball, it helps nobody for Shohei to take the fall here. 888-808-1019. Now back to your New York Yankees who will face Shohei Ohtani. Man, I used to think Shohei Ohtani was ducking smoke. What I mean by that, I'm like, oh, this guy don't want to come to New York. He didn't even give the Yankees a chance to sign him. Yankees signed Giancarlo Stanton instead. First couple years, it was like, oh, he's hurt or he's not available. But back in 2021, he came through. I went to all of those games. He pitched. He didn't last long because he walked some guys. He couldn't find the zone. They got him up out of there. But, man, I think it was 2021 where he homered like the first two games and he put on a show. And I think now that he's been in the league long enough, he's not afraid of New York. And now that he's got the L.A. Dodgers with Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and Will Smith, not the getting jiggy with it one, the catcher. You know, now he's got Teoscar Hernandez and Tyler Glasnow and Now he's got a little bit of a squad behind him. Anybody that cares about baseball and beyond, anyone that cares about sports, yes, we have the NBA Finals. Yes, we have the Stanley Cup. And I'll spend some time talking about that, you know, when we get to this time in, let's say, 24 hours. But anybody that really cares about sports, like the most casual baseball fan is going to be tuned in this weekend. Just the casual gambler that bets on baseball is going to want to bet. All right, hold on. We got Judge, Otani, Soto, Betts. We got all these guys going in this game. Man, somebody's going yard. Somebody can get me 2+ bases in a parlay. It's on like that. So I think earlier I said that all three games are nationally televised, and someone on Twitter was like, no, this game is going to be on Sportsnet and on Yes Network Friday. Yes, it can be and most likely will be. I looked at that, but it's also available on Apple TV Plus. So it's Apple TV Plus Friday, Fox on Saturday, and ESPN Sunday Night Baseball on Sunday. Shout out to James on Twitter. He says, love you to death, man, but you need auto-tune when you sing. Nine, Darren Waller, bro. I'm not trying to be a singer. Like, that's for, like, fun and games, right? I'm not even Big Mac. Big Mac will come on here. I got to run to keep from hiding. He'll come on and he'll hit that. He'll come on and hit that. I'm not a singer. I can rap, but I don't have time to write raps. You guys have heard my story. One day I'm just going to come in here and kick something though and be like, hey, well, I told you, eventually I'll find some time. Let's find some time for Peter in Waterbury, Connecticut. Back to the phones on the fan. What's up, Pete?
Hey, Keith. Today's day. Get some beer.
Hey, I will see you soon. What section are you going to be in?
203, row 11, 567.
Oh, that's easy. I won't be hard to find.
Yep, I'll be wearing my Yankee cap from...
old school cap. I'll find you.
Oh, yeah. And I'll be with my buddy and his son. And just want to give you a little heads up. About an hour and a half ago, you talked to the guy from Groton. And one thing about Groton, I'm surprised I didn't tell you, that's where the submarine base is. And the Nautilus, which is the first nuclear submarine that they have... you can tour the submarine there. So it's a nice little trip if you want to go out there. And then Mystic is not too far away either.
I will. Honestly, one of the first places I went during the pandemic was Connecticut because they had some places where you could, like, I forget where we were. We weren't far from UConn, but they had places where you could, like, eat outside, like outside dining. You could get drinks, you could eat outside, and it started to get warm that year. And I was like, man, I should do this more. I should go back now that there isn't COVID restrictions.
Yep, it's you know, it's got a couple of nice places, but anyway, the way how the Yankees are playing, I mean, they can't lose unless all of a sudden they have serious injuries because they are
pray for health because if this team continues to play like this, they're only gonna get better. I see the conversations. I'm looking at Trevino. And shout out to him hustling. You know, I'm looking at Trevino talking to Judge. They're sharing information. Having consistency in the lineup helps. These guys are playing for one another. Everybody's pulling the same rope. It is obviously Judge's show. He's the captain. But Juan Soto, man, even the little handshake they do where Juan Soto rips the Superman shirt and then they both do it at the same time. But clearly Juan Soto is Superman and then they do the crown. That's Judge, the king of New York. It's awesome, man. Watching the Yankees has been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah, and it's looking like it could be like Mantle and Maris, the way they're hitting their home runs.
I did not see any of them. I've seen some Yankeeography and some YouTube clips, but I'll take your word for it. I don't know if you saw them either, but that's what they're comparing them to. They're comparing them to every great Yankee combination ever.
Yeah, well, I did watch Maris's home run on TV. You know, 60 when he hit 61.
Man, that's amazing! Like to hear you say that on WFAN right now on June 5th, 2024. There's a little guy listening that didn't even see the 2009 World Series.
Yep, I go back a ways, and
that's awesome, man. That's what I'm talking about. The Yankees winning their next World Series. this year, let's say, we can't fast forward, that is for the Yankee fans. That is for the Yankee brand. That is for the Yankee way. It's not for the Rangers, not for the Knicks. It's not for the city drought. It's for getting back to business and doing what we're supposed to do.
I forgot which one it was. I forget whether it was the Post or the News. But in yesterday's paper, the New York team 100 seasons without having a championship. Between all the New York teams, they've got 100 seasons.
New York Post, Tuesday, June 4th. It's in my notes, and that's why I opened up like this. Our only hope, Vaccaro, up to Yankees to end New York's 100-season championship drought. I didn't know it's been 100 seasons. It's up to New York to end their own drought. It's up to the Yankees to stop the bleeding. We can't get to 18 years. That was the last longest drought. It's at 15. End it now.
You got that right. And this is going to be my first game in years. I've been to the stadium in years. I'm looking forward to this game, and I want to go to a couple more this year. But this is a special year.
Listen. Get there early because the pandemonium for these Juan Soto jerseys, right? It's just, I already know. Like the amount of people that ask me for tickets, and people ask me for tickets all the time because I give tickets away. But there's some people that hit my phone and I'm like, bro, you never hit my phone. You're asking me for tickets to this Juan Soto game? Like clearly you don't have any idea. People bought their tickets months ago for this and it's going to be so packed because it's only 18,000 guests getting these jerseys. So that means, like, if the gates open 2 hours before first pitch at 5 o'clock, like, the people that are in line at 4 o'clock, those people that wait for an hour are going to be the first ones to get the jerseys, and then it's up for grabs depending on how quickly they go at each gate. And if you yourself, Peter, might not be that worried about the jersey, you're just going to watch the team and enjoy the game just to save yourself the headache of all of the traffic, all of the foot traffic, all of the pandemonium for this giveaway. Still get there early. I was telling my boy Leo, he's coming from where I grew up, and I'm like, bro, leave by 3. And he's like, the kids get off the bus at 3:15. I'm like, leave, get them off the bus and have their stuff ready in the car. Send them to school in their jerseys. I'm telling you because I'm looking out for you.
What time think they should be there?
I'm getting there myself. I just told my wife, we have an appointment at 12, and I'm like, I told her, I'm like, after 2, no can do, because it usually takes me an hour from Jersey to drive there, and I'm good, like, with parking and tickets and not having to wait in the line, but I don't want to deal with the traffic that is unpredictable. I'm pulling up by 4 o'clock. Like, I'm getting in the car no later than 3, so I'm telling everybody 4 o'clock, don't wait until, I've seen it. It is one of those things that you can't predict. And a monster like this to get a Juan Soto jersey where people, I'm included. There are a lot of people that haven't bought Juan Soto jerseys because he's not signed long term. But you'll go to get a giveaway one. There's going to be a ton of people at the stadium. It's a warm summer day. Show up by 4 o'clock just to make sure, all right, I'm here. I'm not stuck in traffic. My feet are on the ground. I can even look at gate 2, gate 4, gate 6, gate 8 and say, all right, boom. Here's where I'm setting up. I'm going to get me a jersey. Or I'm just going to get into the stadium and get to my seat without there being 1,000 people in the way.
Right. What's the best gate for the bleachers?
Gate 8. When I was sitting every time, before I even met most of the creatures who have their own ways, and like the gate 8 in the back, it's just the best way to go, especially because you go in there, you walk up the steps to the left, and the bleachers are right there. Like, and then even with the giveaways, a lot of times they don't run out of giveaways fast because they're on the backside of the stadium. Everybody wants that, like, marquee Yankee Stadium picture and look coming off the Macombs Dam Bridge, going from 161st, whatever it is, coming from Grand Concourse. Like, I've always, when I was younger, when I was out here, really out here running around on my own, getting the cheapest ticket and going to the bleachers, I was always going through Gate 8.
Okay. You're a man. I got to leave here at about 2 o'clock, or if not earlier.
Yeah, but it's nice weather, and that's why we have bars outside of our stadium, right? This is not Flushing. You can pull up, and the bars can be open. You can get food. Not even just bars. There's places to eat around there, walking distance, and you want to park your car. You want to get there early because there's a ton of people coming this way for this game tomorrow.
or later?
Unfortunately, Keith, I'm a Orthodox Jew, and I can't eat any of the food on the street. I got to bring my own food to eat down at the kosher.
So pack your own. Room. Pack your own, and here's what you do. You know, pack your own and like put it in a brown paper bag, staple it. Anything sealed can come into the stadium. I brought subs into the stadium. I still, you know, I'm not Jewish. I'm eating mostly at the Dominican spot. And if they bag that up with a water and some plastic forks, spoons, napkins, I can bring that into the stadium. And especially if you're going to eat twice, right? Like if you're going to show up there and eat a lunch at like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, have that, but then have something else packaged for you to eat later on for dinner at 8, 9 o'clock.
Still big coolers, right?
I don't know about the coolers anymore.
Oh, really? You can't bring coolers anymore?
I don't think you can bring coolers anymore, but certain bags, cooler bags that are small enough and like plastic bags or brown paper bags that are sealed, closed, that are from a restaurant or look like they're from a restaurant, but coolers, nah. I haven't seen coolers in a long time, and I think that was even an old stadium thing.
No, last time I went to the guy, it was about maybe 3 years ago to bring
a cooler in. I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to tell you yes, and then they tell you no. Look online with that, but I think they stopped the coolers. I can't recall seeing a cooler brought into Yankee Stadium in recent memory.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I'm good to know because I used to, you know, bring my ice packs, bring them sandwiches, and you'd bring drinks and stuff, you know, as long as there's.
Yeah, no, I don't think they let you bring the coolers in. Maybe a very small one, but no, I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. All right, good to know. Thanks a lot. I'll hopefully see you tomorrow.
Yeah, you will,
today?
Peter.
Today.
Today, yeah. Look for me. Black dude, dreads, got locks that like go down to my shoulders, in shape, about 6'2", 205. I'll most likely be wearing a Juan Soto jersey, white pinstripe jersey with Deuce Deuce on the back. Jose and Corona, before we go to break, what's up, man? You're on the Fan.
How you doing, brother? You're the only host that we have anything in common. I'm a Brooklyn Nets fan and a Yankee fan. And I like your passion, brother. But listen, I think we should give some props to Brian Cashman. All went along. We heard, how if the boss was alive, we would have signed Jordan Montgomery or Blake Snell. I don't hear anybody calling about Blake Snell anymore or Montgomery.
Or just giving him credit for Luis Hill. He traded Jake Cave for Luis Hill.
And you know who gets the credit for that? I heard it today on the Yes Network. It was Travis Chapman who's the first base coach. Travis Chapman was managing in the DSL, Dominican Summer League.
I thought you meant for the transaction. I'm like, he doesn't get credit for the transaction. But obviously
he sent the report to the Yankees because those are the trades that go under the radar. You know, that you won't know until 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
I remember back in 2000, the Mets, just to give you another example of a trade, the Mets wanted a shortstop. And they made a trade with Oakland. And Billy Bean called down the Dominican and told his guy in the who in the Mets system do you think we could get? He says, oh, there's a kid here named Nelson Cruz. And so the Mets made a deal. You could look at the transaction. You know, the Nelson Cruz was traded from the Mets to Oakland, although he bounced around a lot.
He had a great career.
Teams. Absolutely, over 400 home runs, and the Mets got a bit. I remember he was a Venezuelan shortstop infielder because they were going into the playoffs and stuff like. So one of the major league ball player, and just like J.K., the Twins wanted a major league outfielder, and then they traded this kid Luis Hill, that's in the Dominican Summer League. But the guy that sent the report was Travis Chapman.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, you were talking. Also, let me do a shout out to the Grutman, Connecticut. Also, I'm a military guy. It's a submarine base out there, just like the guy said. And I go to the Navy Exchange out there. I normally take the ferry from Orient Point. There's a ferry you could take from Long Island, and it's a nice ride up towards the Long Island Sound. And you go, it takes you to New London, Connecticut. So I'm just adding to the gentleman.
The more you know. Now I know some more about Grotten.
That's about Grotten. And the last thing I'm going to touch, you were talking about the Otani thing. There's no way that, you know, that he wouldn't have known, you know, about the $60 million. You know, Pete Rose was suspended because he was already he was not an active player. He was a manager or whatever. But MLB had to know. And then Tucupita, you know, Tucupita, you know, that name that's the town where he was born. Yeah, and so Marcano, that's the town in Venezuela where he was born.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, these guys are expendable because they're nobody.
Yeah, nobody's ever heard of them. We'll make an example out of these guys.
Nobody ever heard of them.
Don't gamble, we'll make an example out of these guys, but we can't make an example out of the Golden Goose. No. Jose, thanks for the call. I'm up against it, bro. On the other side of 130, Keith McPherson on the Fan. I don't have that much time left. If you'd like to join the show, if you'd like to get a word in on anything from the Yankees, the Mets, Shohei Ohtani, these guys that have been now banned. I don't know if you really want to talk about Caitlin Clark. Send it. We got to take a break. I'll be back right after this.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
David Wells has pitched a perfect game. 27 up, 27 down. Baseball immortality for David Wells. And the Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah, right back at it on The Fan in New York. Good morning to you wherever you are listening. If you're driving, drive safe. If you're thinking about going to sleep, go to sleep or stay tuned because C-Mac is coming up next. But I just reminded someone online, too, that's like, I'm tired, bro, but I'm tuned in. Shout out to Thomas. I'm like, sleep, bro. You can go back in the app in the morning or play the podcast. And he said, nah, man, I love listening to sports stuff while I go to bed. And I know there's a lot of people that do it. Like, it's nice to just fall asleep, maybe during a commercial break, or fall asleep after you've heard enough and take your AirPods out or just turn the music down or whatever. You know, so don't let me tell you what to do. I'm not the boss of you. I don't know how much milk you put in your cereal. Shout out to my boy Gabe, though. Another Yankee Stadium veteran, creature. I know you don't run with the creatures too much anymore. Things didn't change in 203, man. It's so popular. Section is always sold out. And high security. They have security guard on all four points of entry to 203. I got to show my credential to get in the spot. But, Gabe told me that thermal food safe foil. And we were talking about the coolers because I'm like, I haven't seen anybody bring in like a Rubbermaid cooler. He said, you can bring in the paper or like soft cushion coolers. I'm like, oh, the styrofoam joints. And he said, nah, it's like a bag, but it's got aluminum in it. So I guess there are, I don't think anybody can bring in the Rubbermaid type of coolers, but I think you can get away with the aluminum foil like bags, like to keep your stuff cool. And it's the summertime there. And that's what I was talking about. Like, there are these like cooler bags that have either a strap on them. I have them for my baby for when we travel with his bottles, like to keep his formula. And bro, thank another checkpoint. Like my son doesn't require formula bottles anymore. So like anywhere I can go in the world with him, I can just get him whole milk. Like the year of buying the formula, which was $40 a pop, making the bot. Like, nah, I'm good, man. It's crazy. To all the new parents out there, especially if you're like me and my wife, like, you moved away from the family and you just are doing it on your own and using the internet and doctors and stuff. Like, it's just so much that you don't know until you do it. The first year is interesting, but then it starts to get better and they become more of a human being. But yeah, those coolers with the like aluminum foil on the inside, those cooler bags, small ones though. Don't get crazy out there. Don't bring in a cooler that can fit you a 30 rack in it. You know, bring you a cooler that can fit you like I don't know, 6 bottles of water, and that should be good. 888-808-1019, like FM. Yeah, you guys don't want to talk about J.J. Redick potentially being the next coach of the Lakers. I laughed out loud at that. When it first happened, I was like, yeah, all right. Then I laughed out loud at the report today. I'm like, the Lakers fans have to absolutely hate LeBron James. Wasn't Darvin Ham a guy that LeBron wanted? Out of there. They're going to bring in J.J., and if LeBron can get them to hire his new podcast co-host as the head coach, you know they're drafting LeBron James Jr. Bronny is going to be a Laker no matter what. I joked about the whole, like, I don't want to talk about Caitlin Clark, the WNBA. I'm not your guy for that. But congrats to the Liberty at 8-2. They defeated Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky. I saw Angel Reese got ejected for chirping at the refs. So I was like, hey, you want the attention? You got it. I saw the video of her today talking about people are watching the WNBA because of me too. This has been going on since the national championship. I've been dealing with this for years. Like, all right, bro. Like, just because, you know, see, now I'm talking about it. Like, just because you're in the national championship and you have followers and you got NIL, like, we understand Caitlin Clark is something, like, she broke Pistol Pete Maravich's record, Kelsey Plum's record. She's slightly different, bro, coming out of Iowa. Like, just, I don't know. I saw, who was it? Shout out to Trista Crick. She had a video out about it. She's like, for years, we've been trying to get the WNBA more attention, more eyes, more people talking about the attention. Here comes a golden goose. And you won't let the golden goose do what the golden goose is supposed to do. It's like counterproductive. It's like you guys are trying to hurt her, trying to take her out. I'm just like, hey, I'm watching baseball. I'm at the Yankee game. Shout out to Liberty. Somebody reached out to me like 2 years ago because I'm on the Fan. They're like, hey, we can get you free tickets to the Liberty game. Check your schedule. I checked my schedule, and the Yankees played every single time. I'm like, there's 0% chance. I'm all for women and equality and women in sports. Don't get me wrong. But, like, this is entertainment. And I will always be more entertained watching a Yankee game than a WNBA game. So I'm not going. You guys could put me on the hardwood, and I will be on my phone watching the Yankees, streaming the Yankees on my phone. I'm authentic, bro. I'm just telling you, like, don't waste the tickets on me. If the Yankees are playing at the same time of the Liberty, it's the Yankees 10 times out of 10. So other than that, we're talking about the Yankees. We're talking about the Mets. We're talking about the games tonight. I mean, I didn't really lean into the Mets game tonight besides the fact that they won the series. It's June, right? And how many times did I say from last year to this year that they will not have a repeat of June? May was pretty rough. You beat the Cardinals in that series, but you're not going to have the June swoon. And David Stearns is making moves, seeing to it. And refresh your information on guys like Mark Vientos, on guys like Starling Marte, and guys like Francisco Lindor. The Mets have the opportunity to change the script this month and see what happens going into the deadline. There's one series win against a team in your division that you hope to be better than, you hope to continue to beat. Let's go to John in Brooklyn. What's up, John? You're on the Fan.
So how you doing, Keith? Man, yeah, man. Sorry, I was trying to call before, but it was trying to hard grabbing the new numbers. I just got it yesterday, but I just wanted to ask you, right? You know, Lindor, he's been playing better, and I've been looking at all the shortstops in the National League, and as bad as he's been playing, I think maybe he can make the All-Star this year. What do you think about that?
I mean,
I don't see too many great shortstops out there.
No, I will say this. It's not off the table. It's not far-fetched. And that's why I say folks got to update their information. Thanks for the call, John. I'm going to let you go. And I don't know, pack up those boxes. Sound like my boy was falling through some moving boxes or something. But appreciate you. This is what you got to do with the phone number. If you want to really get crafty, just program it in your phone. Save it under WFAN. And if you want to skip a step, if you're listening on the Odyssey app and not in your car, they have it built into the Odyssey app where you can call the station. You got to remember the new number. But yeah, so for Lindor, he had a slow start. He's historically had slow starts. But like, who are we looking at in the National League that is necessarily better than him? And now that he's getting his average up and he's hitting homers and he's hitting extra base hits, he's getting on base. There is a realistic chance that if he keeps playing well, he could be one of those ones. He could be one of those guys. But I don't know off the top of my head. I haven't gotten to that part yet. I haven't gotten to the top shortstops in the National League. But I'm not going to say on June 5th that Francisco Lindor can't hit well for the next month. You don't got to worry about the defense. Like, yeah, maybe. And vote. It's literally based on a fan vote. So like, if you feel like Lindor is, hit refresh on your information. If you feel like Lindor is playing better, and last year he obviously turned it on late, where it was past the All-Star game, or he actually was heating up a little bit too in like July, where it was like the All-Star game is locked in. If you feel like this year he should be representing the Mets in the All-Star game, cast your votes and keep rooting the guy on and showing up to Citi Field and cheering him and giving him positive energy, and maybe he'll continue. 888-808-1019. As we continue, John is in Port Jeff Station. John, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. I was going to just talk about the Yankees, but in retrospect to your son, God bless. There's many more years to come of sicknesses that you'll get as they go to school. I've been there, done that. Thank God my kids are grown up. But unfortunately, that's going to be something that's going to be in your daily life.
I ate some apples, some watermelon, some cucumber. Like eating, I'm eating vegetables and fruits that I don't ever eat. My wife has them in the house for her and him to eat. But I'm like, I guess I have to stomach fruit. I just don't have the taste for like sweets or fruits. But I'm like, I guess I have to do it to build up my immune system even more to fight this stuff off. Because I'm like, come on now. Out of all the jobs I worked, I was just over there today talking to my boy Danny, who is one of the guys that cleans up here. And I was like, my first job was a janitor. He was talking to his supervisor. I'm like, my first job was pushing a mop. Now I get a job where I'm on the radio. I don't want to miss shows. I don't want to miss my opportunity, my chance. And it's also entertainment, right? There's somebody waiting for me to come on air. I don't want to, tell my bosses I can't go because I'm sick. And that has happened to me more than ever in this last calendar year.
Yeah, we would miss you. It's just, we don't want anybody filling in your time slot. I enjoy coming into work and trying to get in before you leave.
Yeah, so I'm like, I got to figure out a way that when he gets sick, I'm like, I don't know. I'm his dad. I have to change his diapers. I have to pick him up. I have to feed him. My wife can't do everything.
My hand sanitizer all over the house.
Yeah.
But getting to the Yankees, like you said, we moved on past the Knicks and the Rangers, and I was talking about Chris last night. As soon as that ends and you have a good Yankee team, it's a switch off. It's like a light switch. You just turn the Yankees back on. You're always involved during the season, but you're kind of focused on watching some other sports until you're locked in. And I talked to you a couple of times. It's funny you're talking about the promotional things also. I went to get the hockey jersey, and they didn't say they were opening the gates a half hour earlier. I left Long Island at 3:30. I didn't get there till 6. I missed out. And I was like so upset. I go there specifically for every time for a promotional. There's no way I could make tomorrow because I would have to be there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It just can't happen,
Right.
But it's a phenomenal that everybody's trying to get all this stuff, but it's getting crazy and crazy. But the Yankees, this is the year, man. And we have to keep pushing. Like you said, Gerrit Cole coming back, Cole coming back, and this new pitcher they have this year, they're tremendous. And I cannot wait every time to watch the rerun because I can't watch the game. I have to sleep before I come into work a little bit, and I try to catch some of it. But I want to thank you for your diligence on them and just continuously keep ranting about them because you're doing a great job.
I got you. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it, man. The father comments and then even sharing your experience, it made me think of Evan Roberts. Evan Roberts had a rant not too long ago ranting about the giveaways, and I don't remember it all because I disagreed with it and it just wasn't a big enough hill to even like attack at the time, but I'll speak on it now. Evan Roberts was talking about how, you know, the Yankees and the Mets and these companies, because every giveaway is presented by someone like you know, Susan Waldman and John Sterling bobblehead I'm looking at right now. I think it was given away from Bank of America or whatever. Like somebody is partnering up with the Yankees to make a certain amount of these. And Evan was saying how it's not fair to these kids that, you know, get all excited. They're watching the game. Hey, fans, bam, 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 call out to Yankee Stadium. The first 18,000 guests get a Juan Soto basketball jersey. Come out to Yankee Stadium for Juan Soto basketball night. And that's the game that the kid wants to go to. And so that's the game that dad buys tickets for. But it's only 18,000 guests. There's going to be 40,000 people at Yankee Stadium tonight trying to get these jerseys, y'all. And I'm telling you, I've seen it. And I'm pretty good at the game. And now I'm blessed. The last 3 years, I'm part of the media, right? Like the Yankee hockey jersey, I called that game. I was on the call filling in for Susan Waldman. They just put a jersey on my seat. I was lit. I'm like, I didn't have to scan a ticket. I didn't have to hassle. I didn't have to wait in line. This is the life y'all got up here. But, you know, as John just mentioned, he did plan ahead. He did leave. He got there an hour before the game. They're gone. You have a 30-minute window. For real. You have 30 minutes. You have, if the gates, and even when they open up the gates a little bit early, and they do that because, man, the gate two line gets so long, it goes up the street to the suite entrance line. And then you have too many people outside the stadium. So, I don't know. I think they're still going to open the gates two hours before first pitch. Maybe they'll send an alert that they're going to do it early. But you got to think about it like this. If they're opening the gates at 5 and you're not physically in line, you're not getting a bobblehead. Because when 30 minutes go by, they're gone. It's 18,000. And where I disagreed with Evan is, Evan was saying, the Yankees should make more. These companies should make more. No, it's business. It's technically a free giveaway. Obviously, it's not free because you bought the ticket. But it's to entice you to show up to the game. And for the ladies and gentlemen at home to show up early. 888-808-1019. They're never going to do that. There's a reason that they even have the certain numbers, right? How come on clear passport holder night, I want to say there's a higher number. Now I got to look it up. I'll get that information for you. But during the Orioles series, Clear is doing a promotion where they're giving out passport holders, and there's more of those available than bobbleheads or jerseys. Steve is in Rockland. What's up, Steve? You're on the Fan.
Okay, Keith, just one quick thing about the WNBA, just a general observation. For years, I have questioned the level of contact that is sanctioned by the league. Just in general, it has nothing to do with anyone who's, you know, even before this year, okay?
Are you saying the girls are usually more rough than you expected or not as rough?
I'm saying it is as rough as it always is. And I have questioned that for years. It's not any more or any less. They play bumper cars out there, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
And it looks different when it's young women doing it and not grown men. Thanks for the call, Steve. You know, close the night on what I was saying. There's 30,000 clear passport holders available. Show up to the stadium. You're going to get one of those. Someone's going to get it and throw it on the ground. So, yeah, the first game of the Orioles series, the 18th of this month, Clear is presenting Yankees passport holder night. First 30,000 guests. But later on tonight, the first 18,000 guests we'll get a Juan Soto jersey presented by Cannon. And I'm telling you the shenanigans that are going to go on. People are going to be ready to fight over these. People are going to... try and steal yours. If you leave yours on your seat and walk away, it's getting got. Get there early. Good luck to you. C-Max coming up next. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. W.